So the title of today's sermon is Flee Idolatry.
از زنا دوری کنید.
Yeah, so today I want to talk about the sin of idolatry.
من میخوام امروز در مورد گناه زنا صحبت کنم.
Yeah, and sin that we as Christians can be guilty of.
که ما هم به عنوان مسیحی ممکنه درون زنا بیفتیم.
We'll look at scriptures and we get understanding what idolatry is. آیاتو نگاه میکنم
که بهتون نشون بدم زنا چیست.
Let me start by giving you an idea.
اما بذارین یه پیشنهاد یه نظری رو بهتون بدم که واقعا زنا چیست.
Idolatry is basically anything that takes the place of God.
Idolatry.
بت پرستی
نه زنا ببخشید.
What are you translating?
Adultery.
Okay. The title is Flee Idolatry.
از بت پرستی دوری کنید ببخشید.
That's for another sermon. Adultery. Which is also one of the sins that are mentioned that somebody is going to be thrown out of a church for.
که بت پرستی کسی را کلیسا بیرون میکنه.
Yeah, which one we didn't talk about yet.
و بت پرستی که
همین that sermon will come. Fornication and adultery.
زنا هم هست یه موضع دیگه که باعث کلیسا رو میشه بیرون کرد ولی بت پرستی هم یکی از گناه‌های بزرگ.
Yeah, so idolatry.
بت پرستی.
Yeah, and first simple definition is basically anything that takes the place of God.
یعنی حقیقت هر چی که جایگزین خداوند براتون بشه.
Yeah, of course, there are many scriptures that speak against idols, an offering to idols.
Yeah,
it's a sin.
گناه.
Yeah, we know in the Old Testament that God rebuked the Israelites for idol worship. In the New Testament, it's been brought up as one of the sins of the flesh.
یکی از گناهان جسم نام برده
شده. Galatians 5:20 for example.
5:20 میگه.
Where you have this whole list.
کل لیست رو داریم.
Yeah, listen to verse 20.
آیه 20 رو بخونید. Galatians 5:20.
As a work of the flesh, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Yeah, it's a sin.
بت پرستی گناهه.
Now, today I want to look at literal idolatry.
میخوام امروز واقعا
literal idol worship.
بت پرستی و پرستیدن بت رو صحبت کنم.
Yeah, the worship of images and statues.
تصویر پرستیدن عکس پرستیدن.
Yeah, letting these things.
و اجازه بدیم اونها.
Yeah, taking the place of God.
جای خداوند رو برامون بگیرن.
But I also want to talk about figurative idol worship.
بت پرستی که جلوی چشمون.
Yeah, making idols out of people. Out of things.
بوتی بسازیم از یک نفر یا از یک چیزی که داریم.
Giving them an higher or more important place than they should have.
یه مقامی به یه نفر بدیم که بزرگتر از اونی که باشه که باید باشه.
Yeah, taking the place of God.
که جای خداوند رو بگیره.
Yeah, we might not literally bow down or pray.
شاید از
لحاظ بدنی
دولا نشیم جلوشون یا بوسشون کنیم.
But we're putting them before God in our lives.
اما تای قلبمون اونها رو جلوتر از خداوند قرار دادیم.
Let's look at some scriptures.
چند تا آیه نگاه کنیم با هم دیگه.
Yeah, go to the book of Acts.
اعمال رسولان.
In chapter 17.
فصل 17.
Yeah, and we live in a country.
We live
in a country.
در کشوری زندگی می‌کنیم.
Yeah, that is full. Of idolatry. In the past.
چه در گذشته بت پرست بودن.
And still today, as we'll see.
و حتی امروز هم بت پرستی ادامه داره.
Yeah. So listen to what Paul says.
ببینیم پولس رسول چی میگه.
Yeah. About the Athenians.
در مورد آتنی‌ها که مقیم آتن هستن.
Acts 17.
اعمال رسولان 17.
And it's verse 16.
آیه 16.
Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry.
اما چون پولس در آتن انتظار ایشان را می‌کشید، روح او در اندرونش مضطرب گشت، چون دید که شهر از بت‌ها پر است.
So Paul is preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. He's going all over the place. And someone is a Junis. He enters Athens. Yeah, he actually walked where we are living.
He
took the metro to Acropolis.
Metro Acropolis was over.
And he made this observation. And he says this city is wholly given to idolatry.
So,
There's statues, there's altars.
مجسمه وجود داره، معبد مقدس داره، همه جا همه چیزا وجود داره.
Idolatry everywhere.
بود پرستی همه جا
آتن. Skip a little bit further to verse 22 and 23.
آیه 22 و 23.
And listen to how he starts this conversation in Athens with people.
ببینیم با آتنی‌ها چجوری صحبت کرد.
Yeah. Paul in the midst of Mars Hill, which is next to the Acropolis.
و پس پولس در وسط تپه مریخ که درست چسبیده با آکروپولیسه.
Ye men of Athens.
گفت
I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious.
شما را از هر جهت بسیار دینداری.
Yeah, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription to the unknown god.
So therefore you ignore. زیرا می کردم معابد شما را نظاره می نبودم. مذهبی یافتم که بر آن نوشته شده بود. مذبحی یافتم که بر آن نوشته شده بود.
Yeah, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you.
به خدای ناشناخته. پس آنچه را به شما ناشناخته می‌پرستید من به شما اعلام
می‌کنم. Of course Paul is trying to start a conversation with these people.
پولس داره سعی می‌کنه با این مردم صحبت کنه.
And he has found a statue.
یه بتی پیدا کرده.
That is basically addressed to the unknown gods.
بعد نوشته خدای ناشناخته.
Yeah, just in case they forgot one of their gods.
اگر فراموش کرده باشن این همه.
And they didn't want that god to be upset with them.
اشتباه نکنه خدا اون خدای ناشناخته.
So let's make an altar.
پس یه بت دیگه هم بسازیم.
So people can worship and bring incense.
بتونه
pray that this god they might have forgotten.
بتونه خدایی رو که فراموش شده ناشناخته رو بپرستن.
They had gods, small g for everything.
داشتن خدای کوچیک.
And we can still see the remains of that in Athens.
تو آتن ذره‌هاشو می‌بینیم.
Yeah, the Greeks had all these human-like gods.
الان یونانی‌ها همه خدایی که شبیه
with all these stories around them.
هر کدومشون داستان داشتن.
Yeah, all the quarrels that went around them.
همه چیزایی که دور این بت‌پرستی‌ها قرار می‌گرفته.
Yeah, we have the they sounded like men because they were made up stories by men. That's why they look like men. And we have it still around. The proof of those things, we have a street that's called Posidonis. Guess where that comes from?
Yeah.
Their Greek god Poseidon. Yeah, his temple is outside Athens. His temple is outside Athens.
Of course,
the whole name of the city Athens comes from another Greek goddess, Athena. Yeah, so they were into idol worship, having all these false gods and statues.
Now,
let's see what God thinks about that.
Yeah?
Go to Exodus 20. Exodus 20 and read verses 3 to 5. And of course, this is part of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. 3 to 5.
تو را خدایان غیر جز من نباشند. هیچ تمثال تراشیده‌ای برای خود نساز. خواه به شکل هر آنچه بالا در آسمان باشد و یا پایین بر زمین و یا در آب‌های زیر زمین. در برابر آنها سجده مکن و آنها را عبادت منما. زیرا من یهوه خدای تو خدای غیورم که جزای تقصیرات پدران را به فرزندان
Yeah, so God is giving us 10 commandments, basic laws,
yeah,
to help guide us. Yeah. And of course, they can be summarized in the two. Yeah, love God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul. Yeah, love your neighbor as yourself. And of course, you also have all the extended version of that. But hey, here's 10 that will help you guide what to do. And part of it is,
yeah,
have no other gods before me. Part of that is, do not bow down, do not make graven images. Yeah, that's God's law.
Yeah?
Notice that God does not promote freedom of religion. He is not okay with false gods, small g, being worshipped. Because it's a direct rejection of the only true God.
Yeah.
He alone is God.
خدا یکتاست و تنها خداست.
All these other so-called gods are not gods at all.
خدا هستن اصلا خدا نیستن.
Yeah, when people worship and bring incense to these statues.
پرستش میکنه و در حقیقت عود یا عطر میذاره یا
Yeah, the Bible says they're actually sacrificing unto demons. Yeah, read that in 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10, and start reading from verse 14. Let's read the whole piece. We'll come back to it later on. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to the wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we take, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar. What say I then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils.
Hey, عزیزان, از بود پرستی ببودید. به خردمندان سخن میگویم, خود قضاوت کنید بر آنچه میگویم. جام برکت که آن را تبرک میکنم, آیا شراکت در خون مسیح نیست؟ و نانی را که پاره میکنیم, آیا شراکت در بدن مسیح نیست؟ زیرا ما که بسیاریم, یک نان و یک تن می باشیم, چون که هم از یک نان شریک هستیم. اسرائیل جسمانی را ملاحظه کنید, آیا قربانیان قربانی ها شریک قربانگان نیستند؟ پس چه گویم, آیا بت چیزی می باشد یا که قربانی بت چیزی است؟
Until verse 22 or 21?
آیه 21
تا 22. تو what did you read? Yeah, so if they make sacrifice to idols, it says, hey, they're sacrificing the devils.
Yeah.
God is not okay with that.
Yeah.
Verse 22 says, do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? Yeah, he warns Christians here against idolatry. Yeah, this is serious.
جدیه.
Yeah, in the Old Testament under God's law,
قانون خداوند,
this was severely punished.
100%
Somebody would be leading people away from God
از خداوند
to false gods.
به خداوند دروغین اونها رهبری
کرده. That was punished by death.
اون موقع به سنگسارش می‌کردن.
God is not tolerant to false religions.
خداوند تحمل نمی‌کنه اعتقاد غلطو.
Yeah, sometimes people say, oh, I respect all religions.
من به همه مذهب‌ها احترام می‌ذارم.
Or they say, everybody should be able to worship whatever God they want.
هر کی که دوست داره هر چی دوست داره بپرسته.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
من موافق نیستم.
Because that's not the Bible.
چون کتاب مقدس اینو
داره. I side with what God thinks is right.
من خداوند رو دارم, اون که خداونده باید باشه.
And the only God that is in existence.
و تنها خدایی که موجود هست.
It's not okay with this.
قبول نداره تمام خدا.
He's not tolerant.
تحمل نمی
کنه. People to make visual images.
بت بپرسته.
Worship false gods.
مذهب دروغی داشته باشه.
Yeah, even visual images that are made in his name, because it happens as well.
حتی در نام خودش هم بعضی وقتا بت ساخته میشه. فقط نمیگم نامای غلط.
Yeah, the Bible tells us do not make these visual picture statues representing God.
هیچ چیزی دستساز نسازین که جایگزین خداوند
باشه. Yeah, it actually tells you the opposite.
در عکس در عکسشو میگه این کارو نکنید, نسازید, مجسمه نسازید.
Go to 1 Peter.
اول پتروس.
1 Peter chapter 1. And read verses 7 to 9.
You have to know. فصل یک آیه 7 تا 9.
We are not focused on a visual image of God, yeah? Seven to nine. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, true it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, ye yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
تا آزمایش ایمان شما که از طلای فانی با آن آزموده شده در آتش گرم و آتر است, برای ستایش و جلال اکرام یافت شود در ظهور عیسی مسیح, که او را اگرچه ندینید محبت می نمایید و الان گرچه او را نمی بینید اما برای او ایمان آورده شادی می نمایید یا شادمانی که نمی توان بیان کرد پر از جلال است و غایت ایمان خود یعنی نجات جان خویش را می آید.
Yeah, so here you have the Apostle Peter. He's writing a letter. Now, obviously, Peter had been with Jesus. He had seen Jesus. Yeah, he was with him for over 3 years.
But
this was not true for the people he was preaching the good news with.
Because
these people did not see Jesus. But it says that these people loved Jesus, yet they didn't. They didn't see Jesus, which of course is also for us.
Yeah?
Hopefully you love Jesus today, you love God, but you have never seen him. Yeah? Now, you've probably noticed that in this building, you won't find images of Jesus on the wall. Yeah, we don't have this Last Supper painting with the 12 apostles and Jesus in the midst. It's not there. You probably noticed that we don't hand out literature with all kinds of imagery of Jesus and drawings and paintings of him. It's not there. Yeah. Yet you have false religions that are not satisfied by just believing by faith, and they think they need some help, some statue, some picture of Jesus so they can look at it. Yeah? Now, Greece today is not so much into mythical gods anymore. They still are a bit, but they have another form of idolatry today. And that's the Orthodox Church. They have pictures. They have icons. Yeah, of Jesus, Mary, of the saints. Yeah, if you walk into a shop, yeah, you often see something on the wall, an image of Jesus, of Mary, or some of the saints. Yeah, you'll see the same if you visit a house of a Greek. Yeah, you often see these things hanging. That's idolatry. Yeah, when the Greek come to their churches, they kiss these icons. They burn incense to them. That's idolatry. They pray to a picture.
Yeah,
they worship looking at these pictures and icons. That is idolatry.
Yeah,
as if these pictures or icons are somehow going to help them to love Jesus more. Now, what is it we just read in 1 Peter? Yeah, all these Gentiles believers, it says they loved Jesus, yet they didn't see him. No pictures. Yeah, the apostles were not handing out drawings of Jesus. Hey, we're preaching you Jesus. Hey, look at the picture of him. Look at this drawing of him, so you know how he looks like. None of that. Yeah, they just believed the words that of God that were spoken to them. Now, of course, the Orthodox Church is not the only group that does that with these pictures and images.
Yeah,
the Catholics do the same thing. Of course, they are big in the statues.
مجسمه
دارن. I spoke a couple weeks ago about the of a weeks for now last week was the Mormons. They do the same. They have all these pictures and drawings of Jesus. Jehovah's Witnesses do the same. In the literature, it's full of paintings and pictures depicting Jesus. It's wrong. That is not right.
Yeah.
Years ago,
چندین سال پیش
a refugee wanted to be nice, gave us a present.
یه یونانی که یه پرنده که خیلی
and it was this large picture of with a guy, they say, yeah, this is Jesus on it. And I think this was the Mormon version of Jesus because of what his family was into. And of course, we did not hang that on the wall. Now we had to throw that away. Yeah, because we're not going to wake up in the morning and look at some weird picture of a guy who they call Jesus. Because everybody has their own version.
هر کسی یه شکلی کشیده ایزه.
Yeah, the Mormon Jesus looks different than the Orthodox Jesus. And the Catholic Jesus looks different again.
Yeah.
You can find, if you go look, you can find Chinese versions of Jesus. Yeah, God tells us not to do this. Yeah. No, nobody knows how Jesus looked like. And the reason is because the Bible does not give us an description of how you look like. And I believe that's on a purpose.
Yeah,
so we don't go make pictures and worship pictures
and statues.
Yet, over history, scores of people have painted paintings depicting Jesus. Now, the oldest one are 400 or 500 years old. Sorry, now, not old. They're from 400 or 500 after Christ.
Now,
if you're a painter and you need to paint somebody who lived 500 years earlier, if you've never seen, what are you going to paint? No, I can tell you what you're going to paint. You're going to paint your imagination of how you think Jesus might have looked like. Yeah, you were wrong 100% of the time. You simply don't know.
Yeah,
some people have a very creepy imagination. Some of these pictures look scary. And the funny thing is, I never get it. Most of those paintings have Jesus depicted with long hair. And I'm always thinking about 1 Corinthians 11:14.
Yeah?
Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto him?
آیا خود طبیعت شما را نمی آموزد که اگر مرد موی دراز دارد او را شرم می باشد؟
Yeah, so if Paul is criticizing
men for having long hair,
Paul being inspired by the Holy Spirit,
که روح القدس دمیده درون او,
what do you think the chances are that Jesus had long hair?
چند درصد عیسی مسیح که دنبالش پولس می رفته موش
بلنده؟ I think it's exactly zero.
0%.
Yeah, yet all these paintings have Jesus, or almost all of them, depicted with long hair.
همش عیسی مسیح موش بلنده.
That should tell you enough.
Yep.
So we do not know how Jesus looked like. And we do not rely on any picture or imagery for believing on Christ, for loving Him. Yeah, we believe the word of God. And it was the same in the Old Testament. They didn't have some image of Jesus or image of God or some icon that represented God.
Yeah,
listen to what it says in Deuteronomy 4. Yeah, and this is a story where the Israelites are at Mount Horeb, where God will speak to them audibly. Now, read verses 9 till 12. And stay there because we're going to read some more verses there. Deuteronomy 4, 9 till 12. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And ye came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire into the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only you heard a voice.
فقط مراقب و بسیار مواظب خیشتن باشید مبادا این چیزها را که چشمان شما دیده است از یاد ببرید و مبادا اینها در همه ایام عمرتان از دل شما بیرون رود آنها را به فرزندانتان و فرزندان فرزندانتان تعلیم دهید این را که چگونه آن روز در حوریب در حضور یهوه خدای خود ایستاده بودید که خداوند مرا گفت عمر را نزد من گرد آور تا سخنانم را به ایشان بشنوانم تا بیاموزند که در تمامی روزهای زندگی خود بر زمین از من بترسند و به فرزندان خیش نیز چنین بیاموزند و شما نزدیک آمده در پای کوه ایستادید در حالی که کوه تا به دل آسمان در شعله‌های آتش می‌سوخت و تاریکی بود و ابر و ظلمت غلیظ آنگاه خداوند با شما از میان آتش سخن گفت، شما آوای کلام را میشنیدید ولی صورتی نمیدیدید، تنها آوا را میشنیدید.
Yeah, so here it is, that's a reminder of some things. Yeah, it's written for them to remind them of something that have happened.
Of
course, it's also for us.
Now,
but what is the reminder? Now, remember that you heard the words of God.
Yeah,
that you actually literally heard the voice of God. Yes, speak to you. And of course, they were afraid, and afterwards they only wanted Moses to talk with God because they were too afraid. Yeah, but notice what it says in verse 12.
Yeah,
so they heard the words.
Yeah,
he heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only you heard a voice. 12.
12.
Last part. Last part.
آنگاه خداوند با شما از میان آتش سخن گفت، شما آوای کلام را میشنیدید ولی صورتی نمیدیدید.
آواش رو شنیدید
only 12 you did not see an image or something that would look like God or represent God. You only heard a voice. Now skip to verse 15. Deuteronomy 4:15. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Yeah, God is repeating this again. God spoke to you, but you didn't see him. You didn't see something that represented God. Yeah, the Bible emphasizes that they did not see. There was no visual. They just heard. Now God is emphasizing it for a reason. Yeah, read the next three verses. Yeah, 16 to 18. Why? Okay, lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth.
خواه به شکل مرد و خواه به شکل زن و خواه به شکل حیواناتی که روی زمینند یا به شکل پرندگان بالداری که در آسمان میپرند و یا به شکل خزندگان روی زمین یا ماهیانی که در آبهای زیر زمینند.
If you forget the fact that there was no visual, there was not something that represented God you could look at, here's what's going to happen. You will corrupt yourselves. Now, how will you corrupt yourselves? Now, you'll end up making graven images for yourselves. You'll end up starting bowing down to them. Your statues of animals and human-like gods.
Yeah.
And is it not what the Israelites did? Yeah. When actually Moses was on the mountain, what were they doing? They're making a calf. An animal. Worshipping it. Exactly what the Greeks and the Romans did in the past. Pagan religions. And it's exactly what happens in these false churches. There are where all the images, icons, and statues are. It's what Hinduism does. Yeah, worshipping animals. Worship everything. Yeah, so God is reminding the Israelites to not forget that they did not see God. That he doesn't know how he looks like. That he only heard his voice. If you forget this, it will start corrupting you. And you'll end up worshipping animals, things like that. But not only that. Continue reading, verse 19. Deuteronomy 4, verse 19. Unless thou lift up thine eyes into heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldn't be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord thy God had divided into all nations under the whole heaven.
و مراقب باشید مبادا چشمان خیش را با آسمان برافرازید و چون خورشید و ماه و ستارگان و تمامی لشکر آسمان را ببینید و گمراه شده آنها را سجده و عبادت کنید، حالان که یهوه خدایتان آنها را به تمامی قوم هایی که زیر آسمان هستند اختصاص داده است.
Yeah, you forget.
فراموش کردید.
Yeah, that you didn't see God. That you didn't have some image.
تصویری از خدا نداشتید.
Yeah, you'll also go into worshiping the sun, the moon.
بعد میرسید به جایی که خورشید و ماه.
The heavenly bodies.
بعد فرشته ها رو می‌پرستید.
Did it happen? Absolutely. No, that's what many of the false religions were doing. Why do you think the planets in our solar system have the names of Greek god, of Roman gods? Like Saturn, Venus, Jupiter, Neptune, Mars. They're all Roman gods. They were worshipping the stars, the planets.
The planets
are wandering stars, called wandering stars in the Bible.
That is
idol worship. Yeah, if God thought we would have to understand how he looked like, he would give us an image. So we can pray to the image, so we can give worship to the image. But God didn't give us an image. He didn't reveal himself visually. He specifically said, hey, you did not see me. And of course, in the New Testament, we don't find a description of how Jesus looked like. Yeah, because I know what would happen. Everybody will start making statues and paintings. Yeah, because this is how it was described. No, there's nothing there. Yeah, so God warns Israelites, remember, you only heard
my words.
You did not see me.
Yeah?
Do not forget that.
فراموش نکنین چرا ندیدید.
This will corrupt you. This will lead to idol worship.
شما رو قلبتون آسیب میرسونه. شما رو به بت پرستی میرسونه.
In the New Testament, it's emphasized again.
در عهد جدید دوباره
it's the words of God.
کلام خداست.
Yeah? How were you born again?
چجوری تولدی تازه پیدا کردید؟
Was it by looking at an image?
آیا عکسی دیدین که ایمان آوردید؟
Did you stumble into a Greek Orthodox church and just looked at an image there?
شدین عکس دیدین، عاشق عکس شدین و ایمان آوردید؟
Is it by bowing down before some statue?
سجده زدید جلوی اون عکس و اون عکس لمستون کرد؟
No, we are saved by the word of God.
با کلام خدا.
Yeah? Go back to 1 Peter.
اول پتروس.
1 Peter 1:23.
فصل 1 23.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever.
از آن روی که تولد تازه یافتید، نه از تخم فانی، بلکه فناپذیر، یعنی به کلامی که زنده و تا ابد باقی است.
Yeah, the issue is not seeing God or seeing Jesus. The issue is hearing the word of God.
Yeah,
faith comes by hearing.
Hearing of the word of God.
Yeah? We love Jesus. Yeah, because of what we have read about him, what we've heard about him from the word of God. Yeah, we love God the Father because of what we read about him in the word of God. Not because we've seen him. Yeah, having a visual image is not part of the Christian faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. And stay there, because we're going to read another verse. Hebrews 11:1. Yeah, we have faith in God, but we did not see.
Now
remember, a month ago we talked about eternal things.
Yeah?
What is eternal? It's invisible. We cannot see. Verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
و غیر ممکن زیرا هر که به سوی خدا می آید لازم است که ایمان آورد بر اینکه او هست و جوگندگان خود را پاداش می
دهد. Why must we believe that he is?
چرا باید ایمان داشته باشیم که او وجود داشته
باشه؟ Because we have not seen him. We haven't seen him.
خداوند رو ندیدیم.
Trust
ایمان
in the words that he
gave us. کلامش.
Yeah, Psalm 106.
مزمور 106.
Psalm 106.
آیه 19 و 20.
And read verse 19 to 20.
19 و 20. 106.
They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass.
106 19 و 20
در روی گوساله ای ساختم و بت ریخته شده را پرستش کردم. جلال خود را معاوضه کردم با شمایل گاوی علفخوار.
Yeah, this is referring back to the story I just told you about them worshipping this calf, this molten image. Notice that it says that it changed their glory. How is it that their glory was changed when they worshipped this
calf? Yeah.
Which, by the way, they said to do unto the Lord. Now, why was that? Why is their glory changed? Because the only reason that the Israelites as a nation, as a group of people, had any significance, had any importance, was that God was their God. They were His people. They themselves did not have glory.
It was
because God was their God that they had His glory. God was their glory. So by now worshipping this idol, this molten image, of a calf that changed their glory, who was God, to a mere animal.
Yeah.
A common animal is grass on the earth.